So to continue our discussions of descriptive statistics, the last topic, and actually one of the most important topics of the entire semester, is a topic of the assessment of variability. We talked about frequency distributions and their shapes as a way to reflect positions of scores relative to the variable that you're measuring. And then last time we talked about central tendency and the importance of coming up with a single number to characterize where the distribution in general lies, what its position is on the independent variable, and or not the independent variable, but the variable that we measure. And we came up with a number of measures of central tendency, the mode, the median, and the mean. We discussed the mode as a measure of central tendency when we're dealing with nominal data. The median is the best measure of central tendency when you're dealing with ordinal data, best meaning most appropriate. And the mean as the best measure when you're dealing with interval or ratio data. The mean is the most frequently used measure of central tendency in statistics. It's actually even used more than the median when we have ordinal data, although that's a complicated issue. Technically, the median is the more appropriate, but there's lots of reasons that we'll get to later on that lead people to use the mean even in those cases. We talked about the mean as a good measure because of a number of things, but in particular, it allows us to make the best estimate of the scores in the distribution using a single number. It's our best predictor of scores, again using a single number, and basically that's by virtue of that one property that we talked about, in which the deviations of all scores about the mean sum to zero. So there's less error in prediction using the mean than using any other number. Okay, so in picking up on that notion, using the mean as a way to predict scores in a distribution, I've got some couple examples here. Let's suppose these are bowling scores, for example. Case one scores, we have somebody who's bowled five games, and in those five games they scored a 100, a 125, a 150, a 175, and 200. So these are the five scores, and somebody asks, okay, now this person's going to go out again. What would you predict they might do? Well, based on what we talked about last time, the best predictor is the mean. So in this case, you'd predict that the person would go out and bowl 150. Now, obviously, you won't be right all the time, but that still is the number that will minimize the errors that we would make. Okay, now let's look at case two. Same scenario. We've got five scores, examples of somebody's bowling ability, and those five in this case are 146, 148, 150, 152, and 154. So what would you predict if the person went out again? Well, the answer is the same. You'd predict the mean. The answer is the same, and that mean is 150. So in both cases, case one and case two, you'd predict that the person would go out in the next case and bowl 150. And in both cases, that would be your best choice. But clearly, there's a difference in something here. And if I said, well, in which case would you be more confident about your prediction, I suspect you'd answer case two. Now, why is that? Well, because there's a new dimension here. There's a new piece of information and it happens to be a descriptive statistic, and that has to do with the variability of the scores. As the variability of the scores around the mean decreases, the confidence in your prediction, the absolute amount of error you can make is less. So variability is a missing piece, an additional piece that we use all the time in terms of predicting and describing the distribution of scores or of our measure.